This goes to Dr. Craig, C-R-A-I-G, White, W-H-I-T-E. Fax is 616-225-9838. Regarding Ronald Schmeckel, it's S-M like Mary, E-J-K-A-L. Date of birth, October 6, 1946. Dear Dr. White, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Schmeckel with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of kidney stones. He did have spells of severe dizziness and hot flashes, he reports, last summer that have improved and actually resolved. He did wear a heart monitor recently and reports that he has an appointment for further discussion of the findings next week. The pain that he's had on his right side for about 3 years has resolved. He's not sure why. It just went away, and he's glad. He states he saw a specialist for his spine and was told that he does have a bone spur in the thoracic spine area, but they do not feel that was the cause of the pain. He's had no recent kidney stone symptoms. And he states he's feeling fairly well right now. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He has nocturia 2 to 3 times per night. No incontinence, cloudiness, or blood in the urine. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. He rarely uses Aleve, 220 milligram for pain, and has not needed to use it at all after the right-sided pain resolved. New medicines include meclizine, 25 milligram 3 times a day for the dizziness. Valium is 5 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. He also has used Norco 10-325 in the past, but has not needed that recently either. Physical exam, the patient was unable to get weight or blood pressure for us today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 24th of 2021. Creatinine was 1.31. Estimated GFR is 53. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.5. Albumin is 3.9. His liver enzymes are normal. His hemoglobin is 14.9 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, and history of kidney stones. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and we've encouraged him to avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.